What's up? Finishing strong. Danielle Menlove, a Beehive from Sandy, Utah, has running in her blood. Her parents, both runners, noticed something special when she beat her mother in a race at 7 years old. Now she holds 4 USA, national track, and cross-country titles and numerous records. Danielle started winning big races when she was just 10 years old. She now holds the USA Track and Field, Utah youth records for the 11 to 12 age group in the 800 meter, 1500 meter, and the 3000 meter. In the 13 to 14 age group, Danielle holds the records in the 1500 meter and 3000 meter. Danielle has learned that track involves enduring to the end, and she learned it the hard way. At the USATF National Junior Olympic Track and Field Championships in 2005, she accidentally stopped a lap short. She says, "I was in first place and I had a 100-meter lead, but I stopped and started walking off the track. When an official told her she had a lap to go, Danielle scrambled to rejoin the race. She still took second." Recalling the event, Danielle says it helped her learn to finish strong. "It was a good thing to happen because I made the mistake once, and I'll never make it again." Steak. You've heard all the jokes about steak dances and going to the steakhouse, right? So why do we use the word steak to describe a group of wards and branches? Most geographic areas where the church is organized are divided into stakes. The term stake comes from the prophet Isaiah, who prophesied that the latter-day church would be like a tent, held secure by stakes. Refer to Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20, and chapter 54, verse 2. There are usually 5 to 12 wards and branches in a stake. See True to the Faith, 2004, Church Administration, pages 34 through 37. A patriarchal blessing literally contains chapters from your book of eternal possibilities. President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the first presidency. Your patriarchal blessing, a Liahona of Light. Ensign, November 1986, page 66. BYU Writing Contest for 2008. It's time to prepare your entry for the BYU English Department's Writing Contest for high school students, 9th through 12th grades. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. You can submit one entry per category. Submit your entries between January 1, 2008 and January 31, 2008 to BYU English Department, 4198 JFSB, Provo, Utah, 84602-6701. You can get all the rules and an application form at the contest website, http://english.byu.edu/contests. If you have questions, call 801-422-4939 or email english@byu.edu. My favorite scripture, Alma chapter 36, verse 3, is my favorite scripture because it teaches that even though I am young, my trials are real and difficult. I can be strengthened during trials and overcome them by trusting my Heavenly Father and continuing to grow in the gospel. Rebecca B., age 17, California. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org.
They spoke to us. Many General Conference talks have messages directed to you, the youth of the church. Here are just a few ways to apply the messages to your life. Read all the conference talks in the November Ensign and Liahona magazines. You can also read, listen to, or watch them online at www.lds.org. See what President Hinckley says about the importance of controlling your temper and the blessings of forgiveness in Slow to Anger. Elder L. Tom Perry gives some practical ideas of things to do now to prepare to be a better missionary in raising the bar. How can you make a difference in strengthening your family? See what Mary Ann Cook suggests in Strengthen Home and Family. What quality defines us best as members of the church? Elder Joseph B. Worthland gives the answer in The Great Commandment. For more quotes and stories for youth from General Conference, go to www.newera.lds.org. End of the section, What's Up?